Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But the big topic is the Skeens trade talk that won't go away, even though we had the Pirates use John Heyman to say it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
This article, I want to get Mark Feinsand on the show because he did a great job of talking to people inside baseball about it. Here's the first quote from an NL executive, from a team president. I think the bigger question is, what's the plan? And do their actions match their words? If their intent is to compete during the prime years of Skeens, then they should push more chips in and back it up. Someone who you compete against in the National League saying, it's one thing to say you're going to build around Paul Skeens. Let's actually see you go out and do it. So that's not just a Pirates fan take. That's somebody inside of baseball who's seeing the same thing. Like, okay, they can say all they want. They want to compete with Paul Skeens. You go sign Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier. You're telling me you're not. Here is, though, the two-part quote in this article from two different GMs that I think is the most interesting. NL GM, the return on a trade would likely be as significant a trade return as we've ever seen. As we've ever seen.
Should be.
Okay. And this is what an American League executive said. So he brings up the Soto deal, and then he names the Red Sox. He said, I guess the Red Sox could send Tristan Cassis, Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, Christian Campbell, and Tanner Houck, assuming they won't trade their extended guys. Writing that down makes me think, maybe Pittsburgh should make a call. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys. Cassis is a first baseman who's hurt right now. Anthony is the best position player prospect in all of baseball. He's a center fielder.
Meyer was the guy people wanted them to actually draft.
Meyer was the guy. Is it Meyer or Meyer?
I don't know.
Okay,
actually.
Meyer. Meyer's the guy that they probably should have picked instead of Henry Davis in
you
that draft.
You could say that about a lot of players in that draft,
right?
But yes.
Christian Campbell plays second base for the Red Sox right now. And Houck is hurt but was an all-star last year, an all-star pitcher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Guys, if that's true, if they're, that's an American League executive saying that. If that's really what they think they could get for him, screw the optics of how fans would initially feel about it. That's the kind of trade that, you mean, you'd really have to screw the pooch.
Well, if there's anybody that's proven he could do it, it's Ben Charrington.
And if there's any team that's proven that they'll find a way to screw something up, it is the Pirates. I get all that.
I mean, in a way, they've screwed up Skeens, not directly, but indirectly, by screwing up everything around him and not doing a near good enough job, doing a terrible job building. They've screwed this up. Isn't it? I mean, a couple thoughts that spring to mind when we bring this up, Pony. It's depressing that we're talking about it, but it's like more depressing that we should be talking about it and we should be taking it seriously because, just out of like responsibility to the franchise, like trying to make things better, this is the kind of thing you have to at least consider,
right,
when somebody's discussing that kind of return. So both facets of it are a bummer in a way.
And you've got the Soto trade.
Yep, which yielded multiple productive major leaguers.
I'm old enough to remember when the Mariners traded half a season of Randy Johnson to the Astros. Mm-hmm. And the guys the Astros sent back to the Mariners in that trade ended up propelling them a couple of years later to the greatest regular season in baseball history. There were multiple players in that trade that helped elevate them to great heights. They lost the American League Championship Series to the Yankees, but still, like...
116-46.
Yeah. So, I mean, I... Like, the fan in me says, I want to watch Paul Skenes pitch every fifth day. I want the Pirates to build around Paul Skenes. But if people inside baseball are saying things like, this would be, from a trade haul, what they would get back, the greatest return ever, how could you, I mean, how can you not at least,
you have to at least
see what's
the idea
out there?
You
exactly.
Have to humor it. You have to humor it. Because like you've,
because you're far away from winning.
Yeah, you've done a horrible job so far with him. It's and he. This is the whole crux of it. You've done such a bad job as a team building around him that he's more valuable to you as an asset in a trade than he is as a pitcher on your roster.
If you're just a couple games under 500 right now or something like that, I'm not. We're not even having this conversation.
No, well, the sound clip and everything that's come with this, Ken Rosenthal hasn't said this. It's never happened because nobody's looking at it that way. They're actually probably saying, yeah, the Pirates were bit by injuries a little bit here, and this team isn't hitting yet, but they're pitching a lot, and they're really right in the thick of things. They're out of it, man. They won two in a row. Big whoop. They're out of it.
They just tied the record for the longest streak of games without scoring more than four runs, and they're on pace to lose more games than they ever have in a 162-game season. I don't care what your starting pitching team ERA is. That tells me you're farther away from winning than you've ever been. And it's with Skenes healthy, and it's with him now with an entire major league season of pitching under his belt. I mean, Donnie, you are a ardent Pirates fan, although you've had your moments where you're getting a little bit sick and tired of this team.
More relevantly, he's more of an optimist than I think either you or I
are. If I told you that you could actually make this trade with the Red Sox, would you do it today?
You definitely have to make the call and consider it, but I don't have... Now, if it's that exact trade,
yes,
I'd probably do it. The problem is it won't be. It'll be a lot worse.
Why is it a lot worse? Because Ben Cherington's the boss?
Yes.
Well, that's the other, you can't let him do it.
And what was the Padres-Nationals trade that you cited on Twitter and got a big kick out of?
They got C.J. Abrams, James Wood, and Mackenzie Gore.
And you said if Ben Cherington,
made that deal, they would be getting J.J. Abrams, James Woods, and Al Gore.
Who's
J.J. Abrams did like Star Wars, the newer Star Wars.
Is he an actor or a producer?
No, he's a producer. He's a director. He's a director.
And Al Gore, we all know. And who is the middle guy?
James Woods.
The actor.
Yeah, you can't trust the guy to make a trade, especially one of that magnitude. I would not trade him solely for that reason.
But if you found out that Cherington could get these players back, would you still not trust it because you just think everything Ben Cherington touches turns to poo? Or would you still say, all right, this is not even like... Cherington can't even screw this trade up.
I'd still be worried
that
he could screw it up.
You say the phrase, Cherington can't screw this trade up, and all I hear is Ben cracking his knuckles in front of a camera and going, challenge accepted. Honestly. Because like it would disappoint us in some way. They've not made, I would say, a trade where they were giving up the big piece that like all their best trades, and just across GM's pony. Like Rincon for Giles it's like a footnote trade.
Here's
there are
another
weird little deals that have happened.
Here's,
not big
a, here's ones. Another great quote in this story from an AL team president. As a team, they should consider it. As a franchise, they shouldn't. As a team, your job is to always consider those kinds of things. But as a franchise, I don't see how you send that message to your fans.
That's from the outside looking in. I mean, we hear it every day, though. Do you really think fans are shocked? I think you'd get... We've already discussed this. I think the notion that they would float it out there, that they were really, like, listening on him and trying to get a deal done, people would say, good, set the guy free. I think there would be way more people saying he's too magnificent a pitcher to be cooped up here.
And if you get back a starting first baseman... The best outfield prospect,
well,
the best hitting
would,
prospect
the first
in baseball.
Baseman would turn into like a pumpkin here because no one's allowed to be good at first base for this franchise.
Your starting shortstop, your starting second baseman, and a guy who was an all-star pitcher last
What's
year?
What's Houck's injury?
I don't know. His ERA was over 8 this year.
If it's arm, then that's like that makes him less appealing. If it's oblique or something.
Chris, he ain't the centerpiece of the deal. He's the throwing guy here.
I'd just pick a different throwing. You have to consider it. And my only hangup is I don't want the current guy.
Strained forearm flexor.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's usually a precursor to you know what.
But even if he did get Tommy John, who cares? You've got four other guys, then you wait for him to come back.
Join,
I don't know.
Join up with Jared Jones and become rehab buddies. I think that they should consider it because I don't think it's going to get better here without some major seismic thing happening to the farm system. I just don't want the guy that's engineered all this, Ben Cherington, to be at the controls if they do it.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.